right. So, man, I tell you what, you got a lot going on, and you're right. In fact, I was thinking about the experience that you had with your teachers in elementary school, high school, and kind of contrasting that with what I hear a lot of teachers today saying about their experiences with students. And it's that heartbreaker type of situation that you were describing. And a lot of people can be so quick. And when I say people, whether they be folks on the outside looking in and they have their high critical remarks to make, or even unfortunately a lot of our teachers who are there on the front lines and they're having to find ways to cope with and address problem situations because of all that children are bringing to the school table with them. So you experienced a lot of this as a substitute teacher. Give us some more details of what you were observing.
Well, listen, I'm going to be writing an article pretty soon, and it's called 7 Years a Sub, and pretty much things that I learned. And let me tell you this. I remember one young lady, I was hearing this conversation. It was a ninth grade algebra class, and this one young lady was just talking about her dad, and she was like, "Oh, my dad's just he's a crackhead. My dad's just a crackhead." And I walked up to her while she was talking to this other person. I said, "Honey, that is not very respectful of your dad. You shouldn't say things like that."
A call got dropped again, everyone. I thought we had gotten past it because that was the longest. I mean, we went for several minutes there without a drop. And then it dropped again. Okay, here's Pete. Okay, Pete, so you were trying to help her understand that she wasn't being respectful towards her father, even though he was a crackhead.
Yeah, and I didn't know that. I thought she was just being disrespectful toward her dad. And I said, "Honey, you shouldn't say stuff like that." And then she turned around and looked at me with these eyes that just killed me. She said, no, Mr. Beach. She said, my dad is a crackhead. He's strung out on drugs." And right then and there, I knew it wasn't my high school days. Something had shifted. And all of a sudden, I had to learn that these kids that come to class have some challenges that sometimes it's not just reading, writing, arithmetic that's going to solve it. They've got to have some counselors and some people that are going to come alongside them and coach them. That was another class that I had. A young lady had come to class. She had left. She came back. She said, "Mr. Peterson, I just want to make sure that you put my name on, you check my name off on the roll while I was here." And I looked back at the roll and I said, "Yeah, I checked it off." She said, okay, because my probation officer is going to come check it. And I looked at her, and this is ninth grade. I said, "Honey, why do you have a probation officer?" And she said, I'd rather not talk about it. So those were the things that let me know all of a sudden there was a shift. And we had to learn how to address certain things that kids were going through now as opposed.
Drop call again, ladies and gentlemen. I did consult someone here earlier, but we just couldn't figure out what the problem is. Okay, yes, sir.
Yep. Hello?
Yes, sir. I'm back.
Okay, I'm back.
Okay, so yeah, our kids are facing some challenges, and they need to be addressed in a number of ways, I suppose.
Absolutely, and what I found out, Carl, was teachers this day and age cannot be one-dimensional. They have to be able to teach curriculum, but they also have to make sure that they're able to listen for issues. You know, you may have students that may have some bipolar disorder. They may have some things that are going on. And when
Wow. I mean, that was the worst yet. What was that, about 15, 20 seconds and call dropped again? Okay. All right. Yes, sir. We'll just keep flowing. I'm listening.
We'll just keep flowing. But when these kids bring certain things up, like a kid may say something like, "Well, you know, this world would just be okay without me." Then a teacher needs to listen to that and go, "What do you mean by that?" And because we may hear students that are going through so much stuff that they may want to harm themselves or harm others. And so teachers have to be on the front lines of making sure that we train, educate, and develop kids, but we also have to make sure that we're listening to certain social things that we might have to help people with, or get some spiritual counseling in there.
This is amazing. I apologize to you all, too. I apologize for these interruptions, but we're going to keep flowing. Yes, sir, we're still flowing.
Yep. So just get counselors involved. So we have to be multidimensional, and teachers, administrators, and parents have to make sure that they get together to get the best for that student in the classroom, okay?
Because one of the things that we're looking at, if a child is bringing to the school any number of issues that are tearing him or her up on the inside, I mean, just devastating their souls. And then we as teachers, we as administrators, don't pick up on the fact that something is wrong that is truly troubling this child.
Yes.
And we decide instead that we're just going to be upset, put out, because this disruption is making it hard for me to do my job, what we see as our job. Then now the child may end up feeling, even if only on a subconscious level, victimized all over again, even though we may not intend for that to be the case.
Yes, and especially when it comes to bullying also. Teachers have to be alert for that, because if a child is going to get educated properly, bullying can't be on the agenda, especially on a daily basis. So teachers have to train, educate, and develop, but we have to make sure we're good referees and everything, because if we see something, we've got to say something. And as parents, we need to get back to sitting down at the dinner table, eating with our kids so we can see their faces and their demeanors so we can detect what's going on in their lives.
So a lot of it's going to start at home, with that relationship building taking place there, and then extending that to the school system. And it sounds like, I get the impression, Pete, that we really, even though unfortunately we're just constantly hearing about and reading about cuts to the educational system too, you know, not just education and training being cut in businesses, but education being cut, the funding for it cut in our school systems. And at a time when it seems like we need more spending so that we can do more, not only on the academic front, but on the mental health front, by having more people who are trained in mental health at these schools to help our children with these increasing challenges and stressors that they're facing.
And you're spot on there, Carl. And what I see, and not just more spending, we need targeted, effective, and efficient spending, because it needs to be targeted, because we can throw a lot of money at stuff, but if we don't target it just right, the people that really need it, they're going to fall between the cracks, and we don't want that to happen at all.
Because often, even when there's an increase in spending, it doesn't go to the places where the money, or at least the bulk of it, most needs to go.
And let me tell you, when you and I were in school, we had books that we took home. We had to sign for them, give them back at the end of the year. Right now, Carl, there's a lot of people, a lot of students that don't take books home, because I don't know whether it's a funding issue or people just want to do more things virtual, but we need to have some people auditing certain things, making sure that the students have what they need in the classroom and need to take home so that they can do the homework and they can actually reinforce what they've learned at school that day.
Our guest, ladies and gentlemen, is Mr. Darius Pete Peterson. And I'm going to tell you, one of the things that he really believes in is coming up with win-win situations, not just win-lose. That's not cool. Win-win. And I'll be right back.